This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, May 1st, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. There was activity on both sides of the Capitol on a new farm bill today, and the Senate Agriculture Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow released the full text of her proposed legislation.
We're doing this within the context of three major goals: keeping farmers farming, keeping families fed, and keeping rural communities strong. And that's the framework that we are using. I have included over 100 bipartisan marker bills.
And the House Ag Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson released the highlights of all the titles of his farm bill proposal. The Pennsylvania Republican says it's been a long road to arrive at this point.
On track with this for 2 years as ranking member, and now in my time as chairman of the U.S. House Agriculture Committee, we're going to get a farm bill done that is highly effective, in some regards transformational, and certainly bipartisan. And we have built that. We have built that with the travel around, I think I'm somewhere around chairing 85 listening sessions around the country.
Stabenow says her farm bill proposal includes an increase in reference prices for crops.
What we have done is been able to draft and fund this bill to have a minimum of a 5% reference price increase for each of the commodities. Some actually, because of the accelerator in the current law, will have a 10 to 15% increase. So there's a reference price increase. There's crop insurance. We are not changing or creating any new choices for anybody in crop insurance. There are already choices people have, but we're not going to go in that direction in terms of limiting any choices that people have on crop insurance. We strengthen small and medium-sized dairies. We do some things to strengthen the sugar program. In order to deal with input costs, we also marketing loan caps to go up.
Senate Ag Ranking Member John Bozeman said shortly after Thompson releases the full text of his proposal, the GOP will release its own farm bill plan. Bozeman expects there to be differences in the language.
Well, we're going to have to look and see how she came up with that because, and again, I don't have any real details, but I think there's kind of some maneuvering around. The reality with her plan is it's not going to cost any more money. So no more money is going to be going into rural America, you know, to support our farmers. So I don't see how we accomplish what we need to accomplish if we're just redistributing things. And the best I can tell, almost every sector of agriculture is in a difficult situation right now.
Nutrition is still a sticking point of the new farm bill, and Thompson says he's kept his word not to cut SNAP dollars.
I want it to have good integrity, and we've got integrity measures that we're going to do. I want to make sure that only the people, that we do everything we can to reduce fraud and abuse. I look at it a little differently. If you lose just a few dollars in fraud and abuse, you're actually taking that out of the mouth, I think, of families that are struggling and need to have it.
Thompson agrees that conservation funds and the Inflation Reduction Act can be rolled into the farm bill. The question is whether those dollars will be allocated.
Most of those, if not all those monies, will be reinvested in the conservation title. That's a really important title. Now, we'll have a debate on what is climate friendly. Quite frankly, all conservation practices are climate friendly. It's because of the conservation programs is why the American farmer is the climate hero of the world, sequestering 6.1 gigatons of carbon annually, 10.1% more than what we admit. Nobody does it better. Now, when I use American farmer, I use that in a term that encompasses ranchers, foresters, and processors, too.
Chairman Thompson has set May 23rd as the day to mark up a new farm bill. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th. On the National Mall. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.